بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. These classes are sadaqa jariya for the spirit of my husband Muhammad, and I will do the dua for him at the beginning of the class. O Allah, forgive Muhammad and have mercy on him, pardon him and give him peace, and be generous with him. O Allah, make his grave part of the paradise. O Allah, give him an abode better than his home and a family better than his family. O Allah, Muhammad is under your care and protection, so protect him from the trials of the grave and torment of the hellfire, and forgive him and have mercy on him. O Allah, make Muhammad among the dwellers of the paradise and make the paradise his final.
Inshallah, we will continue with learning about the perfect 99 names of Allah. And the names which we will learn today are related to Allah's provision. So we will learn five names. Now, the first name is Ar-Razzaq. Ar-Razzaq is number 18 from the names of Allah. Ar-Razzaq is the all-provider. We will learn Al-Wahhab. Al-Wahhab is the great giver. Al-Fattah. Al-Fattah is the opener. Al-Nafi'. Al-Nafi' is the benefiter, from benefit. Al-Basit. Al-Basit is the expander. Now we will learn the meaning of every name and the verses of the Quran related to that name, and then inshallah we will learn the rules of provision in the Holy Quran. The first name is Ar-Razzaq. Ar-Razzaq is the provider, the supplier, the one who provides everything, the one who is the giver of everything, the one who bestows all means of support and growth for the body, mind and spiritual life. The root of the name Ar-Razzaq, the provider, is Razaqa. Razaqa means in English to provide, to give, to grant, to supply. Actually, this name Ar-Razzaq, the provider, the all provider, is mentioned once in the Holy Quran. We will read it now from Surah number 51, verse number 58. But the meaning that Allah is the all provider is mentioned in many verses of the Quran, which inshallah we will learn it in this class. Let us learn about the name Al-Razzaq, the provider, from Surah number 51, verse number 58.
الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله هو الرزاق ذو القوة المتين.
Want me to read in English?
Yes.
Verily Allah is the all provider, owner of power, the most strong.
Okay. So this is the name of Allah, the all provider, as it is once only mentioned in the Holy Quran in Surah number 51, verse number 58. But from the same Surah, Surah number 51, we will recite verse number 23, because we will learn the meaning of the name Ar-Razzaq from this verse, verse number 23. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Verse number 22, the same surah 51, verse number 22.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما رزقكم وما توعدون.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And in the heaven is your provision and that which you are promised.
Okay. Now we will learn about the second name of Allah, which is related to provision, and that name is Al-Wahhab, the great giver. The great giver is the one who is the most generous and liberal giver, the one who continually bestows favors and blessings upon his creations. The root is Wahhaba. Wahhaba is to give for no compensation, to bestow, to grant. Actually, the name Al-Wahhab, the great giver, is mentioned three times in the Holy Quran. And we will recite now from Surah number 3, verse number 8, to learn about the name of Allah, Al-Wahhab, the one who is the great giver. Surah number 3, verse number 8. Bismillah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surah Al-Imran. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. They say, our Lord, let not our hearts divert from the truth after you have guided us and grant us mercy from you. Truly you are the best, O.
Now we will read also about Allah al-Wahhab, the verses of the Quran from Surah number 38, Surah Sad. We will recite verse number 9 and verse number 35, where the name of Allah al-Wahhab is mentioned. Surah number 38, verse number 9. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. أم عندهم خزائن رحمة ربك العزيز الوهاب.
سورة
نمبر
38
verse
number
9.
9, right?
Yes.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Or have they the treasure of the mercy of your Lord, the Almighty, the real best or?
Now we will recite from the same surah, surah number 38, verse number 35, where the name of Allah al-Wahhab is mentioned. قَالَ رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَهَبْ لِي مُلْكًا لَا يَنْبَغِي لِأَحَدٍ مِّن بَعْدِي إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابِ.
He said, my Lord, forgive me and best upon me a kingdom such as shall not belong to any other after me. Verily, you are the best or.
Okay. Now, inshallah, we will learn about the third name of Allah, which is related to Allah's provision, which is Al-Fattah. Al-Fattah is the opener, the one who opens what is closed, the one who opens the doors of mercy, success, guidance, provision, hope, the one who opens the heart, the one who continually offers goodness and mercy, the one who holds the keys of the heavens and earth. This is Allah al-Fattah, the opener. The root is fataha. Fataha is to open, to unlock, to reveal, to grant, and to permit. This name al-Fattah was mentioned once in the Holy Quran, in Surah number 34, verse number 26. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Surah number 34, Surah Sabah, verse number 26. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قل يجمع بيننا ربنا ثم يفتح بيننا بالحق وهو الفتاح العليم.
سورة نمبر 34 verse number 26. 26 or 36? سورة 26. أعوذ بالله وهو الفتاح. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Our Lord will assemble us all together on the day of resurrection. Then He will judge between us with truth, and He is the just judge, the all-knower of the true state of the affairs. Tafsir Ibn Kathir.
Okay. Actually, to know about the meaning of Al-Fattah, the opener, and how it is related to Allah's provision, we will recite from Surah number 7, verse number 96. Because this name is mentioned, its meaning is mentioned in the Holy Quran related to Allah's provision. Surah number 7, verse number 96. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. ولو أن أهل القرى آمنوا واتقوا لفتحنا عليهم بركات من السماء والأرض ولكن كذبوا فأخذناهم بما كانوا يكسبون.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Rahman Rahim. And if the people of the towns had believed and had the taqwa piti, certainly we should have opened for them blessing from the heaven and the earth. But they denied the messengers, so we took them with punishment for what they used to earn. Polytheism and crime.
So actually, sisters, in this verse of the Quran, it is the meaning of Allah Al-Fattah, the one who opened the doors of the mercy, of the provision, and of the hope, and of the blessings is clarified in this verse of the Quran. Allah is clarifying to us and teaching us that if the people of the town, this means that whoever is on the earth, if they believed in Allah with sincerity, Allah should have opened for them. This is the opening, the opener. He will open for them the blessings from the heavens and the earth, but they belied the messenger. Okay? The fourth name which is related to provision from the names of Allah is Al-Basit. Al-Basit. I will say Al-Basit. Al-Basit is the expander, the releaser, the one who expands all abundance, the one who makes ample and plentiful all that is needed, the one who stretched out a helping hand to mankind. Al-Basit, actually, it means the expander. But it is always used in the Quran in relation to the provision, to expand the provision. Okay? The term Basit is not used as a beautiful name of Allah in the Quran. When Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, mentioned the 99 names of Allah, he mentioned some names which are not mentioned in the Holy Quran. But their meanings is in the Holy Quran. One of these names which we will learn today is Al-Basit, and the other one is Al-Nafi'. These two names of Allah are not mentioned in the Quran, but their meaning is mentioned in the Quran, and they are both related to provision. Now we will learn about Allah the expander in relation to provision from Surah number 42, verse number Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Surah number 42, verse number 12. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. له مقاليد السماوات والأرض يبسط الرزق لمن يشاء ويقدر إنه بكل شيء عليم. Surah number 42, verse number 17, verse number 12.
To him belong the keys of the heavens and the earth. He enlarges provision for whom he wills. He straightens it for whom he wills. Verily, he is all-knower of everything.
So actually, sister, to know about the name of Allah, Al-Basit, it is here, يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ. يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ in Arabic means he enlarges provision for whom he wills. And strains it from whom he will. This means that, you know, he is the one controlling the provision, and he can enlarge the provision, he can expand the provision for whom he wills. We will recite about the name Al-Basit, the expander, from the same surah number 42, verse number 27. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولو بسط الله الرزق لعباده لبغوا في الأرض ولكن ينزل بقدر ما يشاء إنه بعباده خبير بصير.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And if Allah were to enlarge the provision for his slaves, they would surely rebel in the earth, but he sends down by measure as he wills. Verily, he is in respect of his slaves, well acquainted all seeds of things that benefit them.
Actually, sisters, it is again, you know, a very important knowledge for every one of us as Muslims to know that Allah has 99 names mentioned in the hadith of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, but not all of them were mentioned of the Quran, but their meaning was mentioned in the Quran. So again, regarding the name Al-Basit, the expander, okay, Allah is mentioning in this verse of the Quran, or the one who enlarges the provision, Allah is mentioning that Allah were to enlarge the provision for his slaves, but they would rebel in the earth. Allah knows his creatures, Allah knows his servants, Allah knows our nature as human beings, Allah knows that if he will give us all what we are looking for, and we are always looking for everything, we will rebel on the earth. Accordingly, Allah the Almighty is sending down his provision by measure and according to his will, because he knows the nature of his servants. The fifth name which is related to provision is An-Nafi'. An-Nafi' is the benefiter. This is related to benefit. The benefiter, the greater of good. The one who helps and grants all advantages. The one who confers all the benefits. And the root is Nafi'a, to be of use, to be beneficial. And Nafi' is the one who grants all what is of benefit. Whatever will give his creatures benefit, Allah will supply them with that benefit. And provision actually is evaluated as what all the people are looking for their benefit. Regarding the name An-Nafi', it was also not mentioned in the Holy Quran, but its meaning was mentioned in the Holy Quran. We will recite now from Surah number 10, verse number 49, in order to learn about Allah An-Nafi', the greater of good, the benefiter. Surah number 10, Surah Yunus, verse number 49. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل لا أملك لنفسي ضرا ولا نفعا إلا ما شاء الله.
Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have no power over any harm or profit, so myself except what Allah may will.
Actually, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is commanded by Allah the Almighty to clarify that only Allah has the will to profit any of us, or to supply or to give, because Allah is the benefiter. The benefit is only related to Allah the Almighty. Even Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he was the best human being ever created, and he was the most beloved by Allah the Almighty, but still the power and the will is only to Allah. To give and to prevent is only to Allah. To give benefit and to prevent is only to Allah. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is clarifying these facts so that we believe that only Allah is the only one who has the power to give us the benefit. Now, inshallah, from these five names of Allah, which are, I will repeat them with you, sisters, and I want you to repeat it or to mention it with me, so that, inshallah, you will be able to pronounce them, Ar-Razzaq.
Ar-Razzaq.
Three times. Ar-Razzaq.
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 Al-Wahhab.
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 Al-Fattah.
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 Al-Nafi'.
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 Al-Basit.
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 Alhamdulillah. Now, inshallah, today we will learn about provision. we will learn the rules of provision according to Islam, so that we will be all the time believing that our provision is only to Allah, the provider, the one who is providing us with all the benefit. At the beginning, we will learn about the definition of provision, and then we will learn the following six rules of provision in full details. These rules are: Allah is the only provider and all provider. Number two, Allah provides to every living creature on the earth. That is to say, provision has nothing to do with the belief, character, or personality. Number three, providing abundant wealth is not an indication of Allah's pleasure. Number four, Allah's provision is decreed by Allah before your creation. Number five, Allah's provision is unlimited. And number six, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, we must try all the means to reach Allah's provision. Inshallah, we will learn these six rules in full details. Why we must learn these rules of provision in full details? Because actually, sisters, the definition of provision in Islam is that rizq or provision is everything decreed for you by Allah, the provider. Whatever Allah decreed for you is considered your provision. Accordingly, if we look around, we will notice that the goal of every human being is to have as much as they can from Allah's provision. So I must learn the rules of provision so that I will be sure that I am on the right track for Allah's provision. I am not following the illegal way for Allah's provision, and I am not wasting my time trying to achieve Allah's provision, and I am not following the rules of the Quran regarding the provision. This is very important for every one of us, and actually it is giving a very important message, a message of reassurance and hope for those whom they are the true believers, that Allah is the all and only provider. At the beginning, to know what is provision, actually we must know that number one, the most important provision is the rain, the water. Why? Because the rain is the source of life. And we always notice that when there is no rain, when Allah is not sending rain, we Muslims are supposed to pray to Allah, salat, a special prayer, to call on Him to send for us His provision, the rain or the water. The sun rays that gives us warmth and light is part of Allah's provision. The light of the moon at night is part of Allah's provision. Your family, which includes your parents, your wife, your kids, and your relatives, are part of Allah's provision. Your health is part of Allah's provision, and your wealth is part of Allah's provision. Whatever Allah grants you in this life is Allah's provision, Allah's rizq. Now we will learn about what is the most precious forms of provision in this life. The most precious forms of provision in this life, number one is Allah's guidance, and number two is Allah's mercy. We must believe, sister, that we can buy everything. I can buy, the clothes, I can buy the food, I can buy the car, even I can buy the people, okay, with my wealth. But I cannot buy Allah's guidance, and I cannot buy Allah's mercy. So the most precious forms of provision which every believer must be looking for and calling on Allah for it day and time, the priority regarding the provision for the true believer is Allah's guidance and Allah's mercy. Why? You ask me, Sister Mona, why? I will answer you, because, sister, if Allah the Almighty will provide you with His guidance and with His mercy, you will be a true believer in Allah's oneness. Accordingly, you will have trust in Allah. You will have hope in Allah. You will fear Allah. You will have the patience, you will have the wisdom, you will have the sincerity, you will have the honesty, you will have the mental peace, and you will have the clean heart. And these are the precious, the most precious for any true believer is to have mental peace and to have a clean heart and to obey Allah the Almighty and to be showered with His mercy all the time. All praise to Allah. This is the best life on the earth. Now inshallah we will learn about the rules of provision from the Holy Quran. But number one, we must learn that the word rizq, all provision, was mentioned 105 times in the Holy Quran. More than 100 times Allah mentioned the word rizq or provision 105 times. Regarding the rules of the provision in the Holy Quran, number one, Allah is the all provider. Allah is the only provider. Okay, we will recite now from Surah number 51, verse number 58, so that inshallah we will be always sure that if I am looking for any provision, I must look for Allah to provide me with that provision. I must call on Him. I must follow His rules because Allah is the all provider. We will recite now from Surah number 51, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surah Al-Zariyat, verse number 58. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينُ
بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ Verily Allah is the all provider, owner of power, the most strong.
Okay, so actually sister, this is a Quranic rule. This is a divine rule. Allah is informing us that Allah is the all provider. The all provider equals to the only provider. So the question is, logically, why Allah is the all provider? Allah is the all provider because Allah is the creator of everything. Accordingly, Allah is the owner of everything in the heavens and the earth. And Allah is the planner for the distribution of all what He owns. Accordingly, whatever Allah provides for any of us is part of Allah's ownership. Accordingly, Allah is the only provider. If Allah is the all provider and only provider, whenever I am looking for any of the forms of the provision in the worldly life or in the hereafter, I must call on Allah and only on Allah to have it. So this is the first rule regarding to the fact that Allah is the all provider. The second rule regarding Allah is the all provider, regarding Allah's provision, is that Allah provides for all His servants, the good and the bad, the believer and the unbeliever. This is a very important fact as Muslims, which must be clear for us. I am not supposed to believe that for me as a believer, inshallah, Allah will provide me. But for those whom they don't believe in Allah's oneness, they are not supposed to receive Allah's provision. This is wrong. This is wrong theory. The right theory regarding Allah's provision is that Allah is providing for everyone, okay, whether he is good or bad, believer or unbeliever. Okay, the question will be why? Why Allah will provide for the unbelievers? Why Allah will provide for the atheist? Why Allah will provide a lot for the bad Muslims and for everyone? Why Allah provides for all those people? Actually, sisters, we must believe that Allah is the creator of all of us. The only creator is Allah. And Allah had brought those whom they disbelieve in Him. Okay, Allah had brought them into life. Allah must give them what they need for their life. Why? If Allah will not provide them, the unbeliever, they will die. Okay, they will die of thirst and hunger. Okay, then the purpose of Allah of giving them life and to give them a chance to do what may be they will be counted for would not have been fulfilled. What is the meaning of this sentence? Now, if Allah the Almighty will create 100 of people, for example, 5 of them are believers, 95 of them are disbelievers in Him at all. There is no God. 95 believe that there is no God. Okay? What is the purpose of our creation, basically? This life is a test. everyone will prove his reality through his belief and through his deeds. Accordingly, Allah is providing us so that we will prove our reality. Okay? If Allah will not provide to the non-believers, they will die. So how they will prove the reality? So Allah must provide them so that they will have all their needs, so that they will live their life, so that they will have their beliefs and deeds recorded by Allah the Almighty. And on the Day of Judgment, everyone will know his destination. Accordingly, the second rule of provision in Islam is that Allah is providing to everyone, and this is not related to the belief, character, or personality. To learn that Allah is providing to everyone, we will recite from Surah number 10, verse number 31.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل يرزقكم من السماء والأرض أمن يملك السمع والأبصار ومن يخرج الحي من الميت ويخرج الميت من الحي ومن يدبر الأمر فسيقولون الله فقل أفلا تتقون.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who provides for you from the sky and the earth, or who owns hearing and sight, and who brings out the living from the dead, and brings out the dead from the living, and who disposes the affairs. This will say Allah. Say, will you not then be afraid of Allah's punishment for setting up rivals in worship with Allah?
Okay. Now we will recite from Surah number 11, the same Surah number 11, verse number 6, regarding the second law of provision, which is that Allah will provide sustenance to every living creature on the earth. Surah number 11, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, verse number 6. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. 11:6. Surah number 11, verse number 6. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wa ma min dabbatin fil ardi illa ala Allahi rizquha wa ya'lamu mustaqarraha wa mustawda'aha kullun fi kitabin mubin.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And no moving living creature is there on earth, but its provision is due from Allah, and He knows its dwelling place and its deposits in the uterus grave. All is in a clear book. Allah al-Muhafiz, the book of decree with Allah. I don't understand this.
The meaning of this verse of the Quran, actually we must believe that out of Allah's free will, He chooses to provide sustenance to every living creature on the earth. This is a very important fact related to Allah's mercy, Allah the provider, so that we will be all the time thankful to Allah that He is providing us, because He is providing us out of His free will. And if He plans not to provide us, none can question Allah the Almighty, because Allah the Almighty is the creator and owner. Allah is everything. Accordingly, whatever Allah provides us, we must be thankful for Him. The meaning of this verse of the Quran, that Allah the Almighty has given the earth the ability to meet the needs of all His creatures. Because Allah clarified that, and no living creature on earth but its provision is due. Accordingly, Allah the Almighty gives the earth the ability to meet all the needs. And also Allah has given those creatures the ability to get their sustenance. This is very important so that we will not worry about the provision, because Allah the Almighty has given the earth the ability to meet all our needs. We will recite also from Surah number 29, verse number 60, so that we will be sure that inshallah, Allah will provide us and Allah will provide everyone with all what we are looking for. Surah number 29, verse number 60. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وكأي من دابة لا تحمل رزقها الله يرزقها وإياكم وهو السميع العليم.
And so many a moving living creature carries not its own provision. Allah provides for it and for you. And He is the all-hearer, the all-knower.
Actually, sister, there are some people whom they are under the impression that they produce their means of sustenance. But the fact is that Allah, the all-provider, He is the one who grants them the ways and the means to obtain what they need for their living. Accordingly, all the time I must believe that the all-provider for everyone, the only provider to all the creatures is Allah the Almighty, and Allah can provide for every living creature. We will also recite from Surah number 50. Okay, we will recite this verse of the Quran. We will now learn about the third rule of provision, which is very important for everyone to know. The rule is that providing abundant wealth is not an indication that Allah is pleased with that human being. Sometimes we look around and we notice that those whom they are not practicing Islam, those whom they are actually trying to have their provision through the illegal ways, those whom they have the very bad manners, those whom they don't believe in Allah, they are the ones whom they have abundant wealth. So the question is, abundant wealth equals Allah's pleasure? No, wrong. There is no relation between providing abundant wealth and that Allah is pleased with that person. How to know this rule? To be sure of that rule, we will recite from Surah number 43, verse number 33. Because actually this is a question which a lot of people is always questioning, why those people are having a lot of wealth, Muslims or non-Muslims, in spite of the fact they never obey Allah the Almighty. Surah number 43, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Surah Al-Zukhruf, 43, verse number 33. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. 43, 33. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-34, 35. ولولا أن يكون الناس أمة واحدة لجعلنا لمن يكفر بالرحمن لبيوتهم سقفا من فضة ومعارج عليها يظهرون ولبيوتهم أبوابا وسررا عليها يتكئون وزخرفا وإن كل ذلك لما متاع الحياة الدنيا والآخرة عند ربك للمتقين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And were it not that mankind would have become one community, all disbelievers desiring worldly life only, we would have provided for those who disbelieve in the most gracious Allah silver roofs for their houses and elevators whereby they ascend, and for their houses doors of silver and thrones of silver on which they could recline, and adornment of gold. Yet all this, that is the roof, doors, stairs, elevators, thrones of their houses, would have been nothing but an enjoyment of this world. And the hereafter with your Lord is only for the muttaqeen.
Actually, sister, these three verses of the Quran are not so clear. you know, to everyone. We must know its meaning. Allah the Almighty is clarifying to us that these worldly enjoyments, the gold and the silver and the doors and the houses, they are priceless on Allah's scales. Accordingly, Allah can give all these gold and silver and the houses and stairs to those whom they disbelieve in Him, to prove that these worldly enjoyments are priceless in Allah's scales. But the problem is that if Allah gave this worldly enjoyment to those whom they disbelieve in Him, most of the human being will disbelieve in Allah. This is a proof that worldly enjoyment is the most important for most of the human being. Not Allah's obedience, not Allah's mercy. Most of the human beings are after the materialistic provision of the worldly life. And Allah is giving this proof. If Allah will give the human being the opportunity to have all the materialistic provisions, in one case, to disbelieve in Him, mostly they will disbelieve in Him. Accordingly, He is not giving, you know, these worldly enjoyments to those, to the people whom He knows that they will disbelieve in Him. The meaning is that the worldly enjoyments are the most, or the worldly provision, materialistic provision, is the most important for most of the human beings. Accordingly, sisters, when I recite these verses of the Quran, I must realize that Allah knows our nature. Allah knows our plans. Allah knows our intentions. Allah knows that if Mona believed that I will give her a house of gold and silver, in case that she will disbelieve in me, Mona will disbelieve. And mostly they will all disbelieve. So sisters, at that point, I must evaluate Allah's provision correctly. Allah's guidance, Allah's mercy is the most important, not the materialistic provision of the worldly life. Because Allah mentioned at the end of the verse of the Quran is that, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَإِنْ كُلُّ ذَلِكَ لَمَّا مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. All these are nothing but an enjoyment of this worldly life, and the hereafter with your Lord is only for the pious Muslims, those whom they fear Allah and obey Him. So we learn from this rule of the Quran is that don't be after the materialistic wealth. Allah can give you all the materialistic wealth, but this is not the most supposed to be your priority as a true believer in Allah. The priority for the true believer in Allah is the hereafter. How to have the hereafter? Through Allah's provision, which is not the materialistic provision only. The materialistic provision must help me to obey Allah and to follow His rules. If I am hungry, I will not be able to pray. If I don't have a house, I will not be able to obey Allah's commands. I will be in a difficult situation. So we always call on Allah to give us the basic needs for this worldly life, so that inshallah we will deviate our life for the most important, which is Allah's provision regarding the hereafter. We must always believe, sister, that the most important for the human being is the mental peace. This is very important. If you have the best food on the table, but you don't have mental peace, you are so worried, you are so sad, and you are very upset, you will not eat anything at all. You will tell them, I don't want to eat, I am so worried. Okay, but if you have mental peace, all praise to Allah. If you are connected correctly with the Lord of the heavens and earth, and you have, you know, a piece of bread and cup of water, the basic needs for the human being, you will be so thankful to Allah, and you will be in a very good shape, and you will say all the time, all praise to Allah. But you cannot say all praise to Allah if you are so worried, or upset, or sad, or not in a good shape. You cannot say all praise to Allah. Because the most important provision which Allah knows is, you know, to have the mental peace, to have the stability, to have the clarity of everything in this worldly life, to have a goal, to work for the goal, to be on the right path. This is the most important for the spirit. And the spirit is the most important because you are totally controlled by your spirit. Accordingly, sister, Allah is clarifying to us that abundant wealth is not an indication that Allah is pleased. Accordingly, I am not supposed to have my goal in the worldly life to have abundant wealth. I am supposed to call on Allah for the most important provision, which is Allah's guidance and Allah's mercy. Now we will learn about from another surah of the Quran in relation to the same meaning, surah number 34, verse number 36, so that we will learn about our priorities regarding Allah's provision. Surah number 34, verse number 36. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Just record this. For me, after I had my two daughters, we decided, me and my husband, not to have any more kids. And it goes on like this until the age of 40. I was 40 years old, and we are planning not to have any kids. Then at the age of 40, it was Allah's provision to have my daughter Yusr. My husband was so surprised that we can still have a kid. But Allah the Almighty was already decreed, you know, Yusr to come to our life. And it happened that she came to our life. We don't know how. We were never planning for this. I was already 40 years old, and I was actually a neonatologist, and I know that after the age of 35, it's very risky to try to have a baby. I was already 40, but this is how Yusr is part of my provision. And subhanAllah, I became pregnant again after Yusr. And I was crying day and night, how I will have another baby. It was Allah's mercy and Allah's decree that the baby died while he was 2 months old, and I have tubal ligation, and that's it. Okay? But all the time when I look back, I say, oh Allah, how come I have Yusr while I was 40 years old? Why between the age of 25 and 40, I never think to have a baby? Why I didn't have a baby while I was 30 or 29? And actually, when you have kids while you are old, considered old, it is not an easy job. Because now I am at the end of my 50s and Yusr is 18. And there is a very big gap between me and Yusr. And I am all the time calling on Allah, oh Allah, give me few years to be sure that Yusr finished her college education, to be sure that Yusr, inshallah, is married. So I will say to myself, if you are so keen about Yusr, why you didn't have Yusr while you were 28 years old or 30 years old? Why you waited until the age of 40? The answer is that we are not controlling our provision. Allah is the all provider. Allah is the only one who controls the provision according to His will, plan, and a part of the worldly test. So we are not supposed at all to question Allah the Almighty about what we have. Why I have it now? Why not before? What will happen for that provision? This is none of our business, because provision is only to Allah the Almighty.
The rule, the number one rule of risk is that my provision has already been decreed to me by Allah before I create it. Naseeb.
Yes.
This is my naseeb.
Yes.
So as Muslim,
yes,
if it's already been written, and it will happen no matter what.
Yes.
All I should be really praying for is just be patient and to accept my naseeb.
Yes.
Basically. And to, of course, for His guidance, mercy, but most of all, just to be patient, to accept my naseeb, whatever a naseeb is.
Yes.
Because regardless, if Allah decrees it, I will have to wake up and I will continue my day, whatever comes my way. Even I don't, I shouldn't ask really for anything.
I tell you one thing actually.
Just to accept and to be mostly patient.
You must be patient, but as believers in Allah's mercy, you must all the time call on Allah to shower you with His mercy.
Yes. What I'm saying is only really to ask for guidance, mercy, yes, and patience.
Yes, but I tell you one thing, but this is very difficult in the worldly life, you know. We can say all this, you know, academically. But in everyday basis, suppose, you know, I am looking for something and I don't have it, you know, whatever. Suppose my health is not good and I'm very upset for this and this and that. So Allah, you can provide me with the health. So why, this, you know, this is, it needs that you must be actually true believer in all what is related to Allah. And you cannot be a true believer except when you have continuous supply of the Holy Quran. Continuous. All the time the Quran is sending for you the messages related to Allah, the power, the hope, this life, what will happen. Otherwise, it is very difficult because when you look around you, most of the people are not happy with Allah's provision. Most of the people are questioning Allah day and night. Why me? Why not? Why that? I'm not happy. When you will give me? I call on you for a long time. I am not getting anything. You know, this correct relation with Allah regarding the provision is very rare. It is very rare to meet a human being and to ask her sister, are you happy with Allah's provision? She will to answer you, yes, I am very happy. I am very convinced. Whatever I don't have was not good for me, so Allah didn't give it to me. Everything is all right regarding provision. To have this answer is very rare. Why? Because mostly we are far from the spirit of the Quran, from the message of the Quran. When we recite with our tongue, and we try to learn tajweed, music of the Quran, and there is no practice. And also there is a very important, factor regarding, practice of the belief is the good company. The company is very important. When I wake up in the morning and call Yasmin, tell her, Yasmin, why Allah didn't give me what I am looking for? She will tell me, Mona, say, oh Allah, forgive me. Mona, this is wrong. Mona, you are exceeding your limits with Allah. Why? Why? Allah will be angry with you. Say, I seek refuge with Allah from the shaitan. Go and pray to rak'ahs. Look to all the other blessings. Remember all the other blessings. Okay? Have hope in Allah the Almighty. And never, never, Mona, to question about Allah's provision. But where can I find...
Everything is written like you say in our Naseeb, right? But at the same time, Allah has provided us a way how to spend, how to organize our life in the world. It's from the very beginning, right? The parents, when the child is say, 1 month, 2 months old, from the gradually a person becomes adult, then it becomes his, her own responsibility. And if we, as a human being, we cannot be perfect. If we try to do as much as possible within our control, automatically you feel satisfied and you get good reward even in this world.
This is correct because actually...
Even you get good reward in this world.
Yes.
You know, I was doing a working as an environmental chemist. I was so tired, you know, that I wanted to quit the job. But believe me, I never quit it because thinking of only one reason, that Allah has provided me a work. If I quit and I could not find a job, you know, it will be hard because Allah, working for honest living is worshipping to Allah. It's also. But, you know, gradually after so many years, I got laid off. All of a sudden, I lost my job, you know. I got laid off. The benefit is that I did not lose my benefits. If I quit, you know, I will lose everything, only benefits, right? I did not lose my benefits from the company. I got some unemployed, you know, benefit. And best of all, I am not guilty. See, I did not quit. See, I was laid off. Mm-hmm. And believe me, I look at job these days, I could not find it. And sometimes it comes to my mind, probably it was also a kind of help or a kind of favor from Allah.
Like a blessing in disguise.
Yes. Blessing. Because you see, I did not quit. If I quit and I go through this, I will feel guilty. Or everybody, you had such a nice job and you quit. Look, this is your mistake. You know, and I think because even in the worst situation, I did not quit.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم Oh Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. Oh Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. Oh Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. Oh Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. Oh Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. Oh Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. Oh Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. Oh Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. Oh Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. Oh Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. Oh Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds, our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life, our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life, the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after death. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen. Inshallah.